This is TWiT.
Well, Joe Panettiere, Ray Ozzie is back, and he's starting another communication revolution. What's going on?
You know, I'm happy you started with the name rather than the app. And the name is Ray Ozzie. Before we get into the actual app he's delivering, I wanted to give some context for viewers who may be newer to the industry and listeners who may be newer to the industry.
You Snapchat users out there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Ray is famous for being the father of Lotus Notes, which was one of IBM's biggest acquisitions back in the 1990s, you know, big groupware platform. Then he went on to become the chief software architect over at Microsoft, essentially succeeding Bill Gates in that role for quite some time. And a lot of people overlook this, Mike, but back in 2005, it was Ray Ozzie who penned the memo that basically was a wake-up call for Microsoft to get going in the cloud. And to his credit, that sparked the big move with Windows Azure and other cloud services. So now that you've got the context, what Ray Ozzie has done over his career, now he's back and he's developing this new app, and it's creating a lot of buzz. And to bring us some insight as to what this app is Harry McCracken, the technology editor over at Fast Company. Harry, are you with us?
Hey, folks. Good to be here.
Great to have you aboard. Thank you for rejoining us on the show again. We appreciate it. Hey, can you give us what is the early buzz on Ray Ozzie's his newest app and his newest company? What's he up to here?
Well, even though we call these things smartphones, a lot of people don't actually make all that many calls on their phones these days. They're using all kinds of apps for text-based communication. And the idea behind Taco is, what if phone calls didn't exist? What would they be like today? So it's much more collaborative. It's based around the idea of teams. And a team can be coworkers working on a specific project, or it might be members of your family. And you can place a call to a team, and that can either be sort of like an outbound conference call where you place the call and their phones all ring. But you can also do something where they get a notification, but it's not as distracting, and they can come and listen to something you're recording right away, or they can check in later and they can add their own recorded audio to it. And it syncs with hashtags and bookmarks, and you can also take your phone and take photos of things which sync up with the audio stream. It's sort of like a group chat, except all audio based.
I've been using it all morning, Harry, and I am absolutely infatuated with this app. I think it's fantastic. And one of the cool things is that I've got it running here, if you can see that. One of the cool things is when I launched it this morning, there was only one. What it does is it harvests contacts out of your personal contacts, and then it finds those people in your contacts who are already users, and their faces pop up, and you just tap on their face, and you can start talking to them. And this morning, when I first launched it, the only person in there was Leo Laporte. And then now, since then, I've got about a dozen other people here. So it's a really cool app. That was my opinion. What was your opinion in terms of how appealing it is to use as both a professional and on a personal basis?
Well, it's really intriguing. I've seen a lot of collaborative type apps where I get a demo of them and I'm not particularly interested in trying them. And this one I am. I'm hoping that some of my coworkers at Fast Company are intrigued enough that we can experiment with that. One of the big challenges with collaborative apps of any type is it's not getting one person interested in it. You've got to get everybody within an organization committed to using that over the long run, or it doesn't take off.
Now, one of the things that I found really fascinating about it is the flexibility between the difference between something which is essentially a conference call and something that is essentially a group push-to-talk call. So, for example, let's say you have a team of five people. You sort of launch an app with that team, and then everybody's potentially connected, and you personally have a green button. And when that button is green, your voice can be heard when you talk. You don't need to touch anything. It's essentially a conference call. But then when you click the green button, it goes white. And now you can still hear everybody else who's got green buttons, and you can't hear anybody who's got white buttons. And anybody who talks, you see their name pops up as you hear the audio. And you can sort of go back and forth. Like, it's flexible for everybody. So it can be pushed to talk for one person, but a live call for another person. It's fantastic. It's absolutely a fantastic app. Now, it's currently on iOS only, right? What other platforms do we expect to emerge on for this app?
Well, they're working on Android, and they have a very basic web version right now, but they're also planning to do a more full-blown web one, which will be how they get on to Windows PCs and Macs.
Is the web version right now available to consumers? Is this something people can use today?
It's basically for playback. So if you're on your iPhone and you want to share a call with somebody who doesn't have the app, you can still do that. They'll just see it in the browser, but they won't be able to participate yet.
Hey, Harry, curious to know, do you think this new company, is this going to be a one-app wonder? Or I think you spoke with Matt Pope over there, one of their co-founders. Did he give any clues that they're working on multiple apps?
He didn't mention anything else other than this. And this seems like a really rich idea. It's something like Lotus Notes that could grow over time. And there's stuff they haven't done yet. Like, for instance, right now, there's no video aspect to it. But he told me that they are definitely going to do video in some form, whether it's sharing short clips or something a little bit more like Skype or FaceTime at some point.
Harry, right. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I'm curious to know also, it seems to me that this isn't just a corporate app. It sounds like from the interview you did and looking at the app as well, this could also be a family type app containing both live content, real-time voice, and or recorded messages from family members, et cetera. Do you see it that way as well?
Well, they definitely don't want to have like a clear line between personal and work. They see it as something that families can use, and their business model ties in that too. It's going to be free, and corporate users will be able to pay to keep their archived calls forever, so they kind of become a knowledge base. But for personal use, you won't have to pay, and it's just that your calls will eventually disappear.
Now, I have a practical question for you. One of the benefits of this app is that it saves everything, and you can search for things with hashtags, and it has essentially the equivalent of bookmarking and so on. Is this going to load up people's phones? I know we have 128 gigabyte iPhones now, but is this going to gobble up a lot of space? And how would you get rid of some of this data?
It shouldn't, because it's all cloud-based. So all of those recorded calls are in the cloud, and your device will just grab them as needed.
And do you see a security problem there, potentially?
You know, that's always an issue with anything stored in the cloud. And I think the other thing, which relates a little bit to that, is this really might change how people behave in phone calls, because right now, unless you've gone out of your way to record a call, the moment you're done with that, it disappears. And if you really use this with a company, all of your important calls will be saved and will be available to everybody else in the teams. And I think that has a lot of potential to be incredibly useful, but it might also have an effect on what people say in meetings, because they know that it's going to be around for the long haul, and it won't just be between the people in on that particular call.
That's right. It's essentially, if people use it as a replacement for phones, it will be as if all phone calls are recorded within a company and can be searched in addition.
That's
so
right.
This, of course, is going to be a lawyer's dream when it comes to, you know, cracking down and sort of getting a warrant to sort of get all the information from a company, because this will come along with the email and everything else. So that's there's a risk there that companies have to worry about. Harry McCracken is at fastcompany.com. He's at technologizer.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Harry McCracken. Thank you so much for joining us, Harry.
Thanks, Mike.